Meyer, are you sure this is the right place to pick up Ed from the oral surgeon? It's just a forest.
Man, that's what he said. He said, look for the cave in the snow-capped mountain.
Well, we're definitely in the snow-capped mountain. Oh, I think I see a cave over there.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey! Is here you guys?
Oh, God, Ed!
Hey. I didn't see you pick me up.
Yeah.
It's time to go home.
This is where you got your wisdom teeth out?
Yeah, this is Dr. Ashley.
What?
How y'all doing? Dr. T.J. Hatfield, DDS. How's it going?
Hello.
Any of my changes?
So we're just going to take him home if you're done.
Yeah, he should have stopped bleeding any second now. Go on, go ahead and write y'all a prescription for that damn Vicodin. Be sure to take one of those pills every 4 to 6 hours. And be sure to take it with food, otherwise you might get nauseous and throw up.
Why is his face all black?
That'd be the frostbite.
What? Why does he have frostbites?
Numbed him up by holding his head in a snow dish.
And finishing.
Ed, I don't think this is the best idea for you to come all the way out here.
It's my dad, Ed. I'm a great engineer.
It's true. You're a loyal customer. Wouldn't do wrong by Mr. Cress here. I took out 5 of his teeth, only 4 of them by accident.
I need your demolish.
Okay.
Wait, what's that bear doing there?
Oh, God!
Oh, that's Stacy. She's my assistant.
Oh.
Say hi, Stacy. Stacy says hi.
Oh, God.
All right, I think we should go.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, yo, mom and Stacy traps now.
Oh, God. Oh.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the nerdpocalypse.
Yep. Hey, everybody, welcome to another Ragnarok actual play.
What's an actual play?
An actual play is a session of a tabletop role-playing game that is recorded on some medium, in this case audio, and then distributed over the internet via narrowcast.
I don't think you can prove that.
It's a pretty thorough definition. Anyway,
why don't you broadcast it over the radio?
If you could find a radio station that would play this, then sure, why not?
All right. Alright, I'm going. I'm going to finally want to see you, gentlemen.
Just make sure. Good luck, Meyer.
Goodbye, everybody.
We need some pirate radio.
Yeah.
Just get a boat out in the Atlantic to broadcast Ragnarok.
Hey, if we make it a blimp, I bet Will's not bored.
We can get Will to pilot it.
Blimps are harder to maintain, though.
What, a boat?
Yeah.
Sure.
Blimps need to be boats need fuel, but you can just have a boat.
I mean, I'm sure we're also
don't need fuel.
We're also going to have to find somebody who knows how to operate and maintain broadcasting equipment.
We'll figure it out as we go.
Sure, I'm sure that's how that works. So tonight we're going to be playing Dungeon World. This is Fates Fools. I forget exactly which session this is.
32.
Something around that. I'm Ryan, I'm going to be GMing this session. Why don't you guys go around and introduce your character?
Arm!
Damn it!
Go ahead, I'm Arm!
And I'm playing Fenfrel, the wizard, elven wizard, drug dealer, and college dropout. Well, college something. No, he's not in college anymore. But no.
I don't know, are you still a dropout if your college was razed to the ground by the fury of a god?
He dropped out, and then it was razed to the ground.
Yeah.
Right? I was never kicked out.
But was it official? I think we said in a previous session that it wasn't actually official, but when he got kicked out.
He was dropping out, he was going to fail out.
He was going to.
I'll have a trial.
I think we said they were having
disciplinary hearing.
They were having his disciplinary hearing, and then the cataclysm happened.
Then you're still a member of the school.
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't graduated, though.
That's not true either. He's not a member of a school because that school got sucked into the earth.
No, he's still a student. There's just no school for him to go to.
Yeah. I think
he's not a student of that school anymore.
I mean, you know, some of the wizards probably became force ghosts.
It's possible.
Oh, okay.
I'm just imagining like a tribunal of ghosts sitting there. All right. Well, now that whole devastation is over, let's get back to the matter at hand.
Fenfuro, he's out of here.
Damn it.
Yeah, I think I was listening to one of the other episodes the other day, and we said that that's what they're doing for all eternity. They're stuck in an endless loop of Fenfuro's disciplinary years.
Well, then if they're doing that for all eternity, they can never make a decision, so he has not been expelled.
Yeah. Here's an alternate theory. Perhaps they are stuck in the ghost plane until they can finish their earthly business of kicking out of college.
So Meyer's going to be beset by...
he's going to be haunted until he gets kicked out, and then the ghost can finally
they
go
can't
to their
out. I need to have a, they have a trial, and they have
an
no
an angry, an angry mob of ghosts. I have to write that down, Chris, because that's amazing.
They need Meyer at the disciplinary
I need to write that. I need to write that up as a front and use it at some point.
Ben Farrell needs to be at the disciplinary hearing, so
welcome,
they can't
Meyer.
Finish their business until they find him. That's fantastic.
They can't prove anything. All the evidence is destroyed at the college.
If you want, Walter would be your lawyer.
Thank you, sir.
Speaking of which, hey everybody, I'm Alex, and I shall be playing Walter Thimbleson. He is the only paladin of the god Yintos, who is the god of curses and spite. Walter is a thin body with tired eyes and thinning hair. His holy symbol is worn, but it is a golden life-size hand curled into a middle finger that he wears on a heavy chain around his neck. And fate did something to him last time, but I don't remember what. Sorry.
That's okay. I don't remember what I told you the mark looked like, but you weren't. And I'm going to fix that with a nifty little plot excuse that I just bullshitted in my head.
Okay.
Ooh. Eric's favorite shit.
No. Mm-hmm. We've established he does not find proof.
That's true. All right.
Chris.
Thank you.
Now you're Meyer. You said
I think I was lying earlier. That's what's throwing me off. I didn't say that.
Why would you do that? You know, I always say I'm Meyer.
I don't know that.
And then you said,
also, listeners, I apologize. I'm rolling my new topper dice, so they're loud and heavy.
You know,
deal with it.
You know, it's my new thing of how I scream on Meyer before anyone else to scare Alex.
I think that's just slightly better than puking. Barfing every episode, but only slightly.
The puking was a little quieter, at least.
Nah. It was just at a different pitch.
It wasn't also...
Yeah.
The screaming I'm Meyer isn't as protracted as the vomiting noise.
Yeah.
Because you used to be like...
Yeah.
Stretch it out.
And also, you know... it didn't destroy my throat and all my relationships.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My family now, you know, has me over now for dinner.
Oh, that's good.
I'm
glad they're talking to you.
Yeah, that's wonderful to hear.
Yeah. Thank you. They still hate me, though.
Oh, understandable.
Well, yeah. All right, so I'm playing Piotr, and he's a cleric, and he's a follower of the god of the downtrodden, lost, and forgotten, whose name has been lost to time. And he's kind of crazy.
Is it heavy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they are quite heavy.
Metal.
Yeah, D12 is really heavy.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
and Eric is not here. Unfortunately, we miss Timek very much.
The D20 is pretty.
Because as we've established, Eric does not find poop funny.
No.
He does not find poop.
No.
Or jokes about poop.
So, to kick things off, let's figure out where you guys are. So, somebody roll me a
d12.
Oh.
12. Ooh, unique discovery. That's fun.
Ooh, that's fun.
Sounds good.
That sounds fun.
Where did we leave off? We all met back up, right?
We were together, and we were, like, heading into the next room of the dungeon. I think we had met up in your room with the Cerberus's. Then there was a door in the meat wall.
Rip in the meat floor, I think.
He went through a couple of doors.
Yeah.
I remember the rip.
Solved a couple puzzles.
Yeah, well, we were split up for a while.
Solved some puzzles.
Yep. Need us to roll again?
No, I rolled.
I saved my girlfriend.
So. A magic ring he stole!
I tried to save myself, but it's between me and my girlfriend, and I still want to have a girlfriend.
Yep.
I decided to save
her. Alright, she's not in the dungeon with us.
Nope. I saved her from this terrible situation.
So she's just waiting.
I told her to go into the...
Or,
yeah, she's going
right,
ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
So you guys find yourself in what is, for the most part, a featureless black room. There are kind of walls, but they're a bit fuzzy, and there's no ceiling. It just stretches all the way up into darkness. At the far end, you see a ramp leading up to two tall and imposing steel doors held together with rivets the size of a fist. An eerie violet light seems to emanate from beyond it, visible only through the crack under the door.
Oh, I'm sad now.
Why?
I apparently had an obnoxious tambourine that I had to erase.
Oh, you have
Yeah, you did. You lost that.
My obnoxious tambourine.
I gave it to you, and then you did something with it.
I played it.
I have a paralyzing death whistle. I think there was one time, when we were escaping from the dungeon, you had to drop, like, two or three things.
Yeah, the priestesses searched you and, like, tossed away a bunch of your stuff.
No, the tambourine was last game.
Poor tambourine. I do have some of that... Some of the stuff, though, that made us go into this place.
Oh, the toxin?
The spores?
The spores, yeah.
So, just ramp leading up to giant... So when you say two doors, you mean like double doors or two separate doors?
Double doors.
Okay.
And there's purple light coming?
Purple light coming from under the doors. There's the little wall sconces with oil in them, and the oil is on fire on either side of the doors.
Regular fire?
No, it's like a bluish-black kind of fire.
All right. Piotr is very excited about the colorful fire and the light from the door.
Chris loves colorful fire.
Look at that! And then he runs at it.
Huh?
All right.
Is Tamek with us?
No, he is not.
Oh.
And neither is Edmox.
No. Oh, good runes.
Tamek! Tamek!
Tamek! Tamek! Yeah, there's...
Huh.
Well, I don't brighten out Emox isn't here either.
What?
I don't brighten out Emox is not also, is also not
That's here. True. No freaking squid.
Baldwin looks around and goes, what? He was just behind me a second ago.
I'm sure he'll be fine. He probably imagined himself into a room full of hot lizard chicks.
Oh.
If there is such a thing.
I don't know. Well, good for him then.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And here we are with this door.
Yeah.
So Piotr, as you approach the door,
you hear
kind of like a rattling, and there's a wind from somewhere beyond the door.
That's cool. I'm looking at the fire.
It is very warm over here.
I like warm.
By this door. It kind of reminds you of your time in the desert a little bit, except even more unpleasant than that. Bless you.
Thank you.
Wow. Oh, the heat?
The heat.
Oh, so it's very hot.
It's very hot.
All right.
How is it over by us?
It's slightly warmer than normal, but you haven't really paid attention to the temperature here because everything else has been so freaky.
Yeah.
That's simple. I know he's your mentor and everything, but at this type of like magical dungeon, it's best to be here by with me since I am a wizard. I know all of that magic stuff, and you know, and he's a paladin.
I am,
so he knows also about magic stuff.
I do, I guess. Sure.
And also, that other guy right there.
He's a cleric.
He seems to know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Piotr is slowly reaching his hand toward the fire as if to touch it. Right when you point to him.
Yeah.
That guy looks like he knows what he's doing.
If we stop him, he's never going to learn.
Yeah. He hasn't learned.
Ah! Yeah, take a d4 of damage. Because when you touch this flame, your whole hand ignites.
Uh oh. I needed that hand.
Four.
Of course.
You shake it out and your hand is smoking and
that's
gonna
be my 10.
Is it
blistered up and
is it purple smoke?
Yeah,
I'm pretty excited about this. This hasn't happened in minutes.
It reminds you of the other time, the other times that you've smelled your own flesh cooking.
Yeah.
You've gotten used to how delicious you smell.
I do smell great.
You've never tried any of yourself.
No.
You know.
1.1.
Well, I'll wait till something falls off.
Yeah. 5.
I'm gonna follow Piotr up. Now, don't touch the flame.
Because this will happen, and I'll show you my burnt hand.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Doesn't it smell delightful?
No.
No. It kind of does, and that's what's disturbing about it.
I still say no.
Would you like me to try to do something about that?
What would you do about it?
Heal it.
You can make the owl go?
I can try. I'm going to.
I can do that as well.
I know. Well, I'm not going to. I have minus one ongoing to my magic, which is my cleric spells, but Lay on Hands is a charisma ability for paladins, so that doesn't have the same.
No, that does not have the same.
Alright, so let's see.
So as he shakes his hand at you, Walter,
just,
so the blisters on his palm start popping and spatter puffs all over your armor.
Nope. That is a 4 plus charisma 6.
Okay. You get to mark XP.
Yep. I can level up now.
You know, this sucks.
No, sorry.
This sucks.
Walter?
It's alright. Now it makes funny color.
you try to heal Piotr here.
Mm-hmm.
You call on the power of Yintos and you start to feel it, but something interrupts you. It's that mark on your shoulder, or wherever we said it was.
Sure.
It was on your shoulder.
I'm going to write that down.
You instead of channeling the healing power of the god, the former god of miracles,
mm-hmm.
You collapse to your knees in pain as something on your shoulder is just burning the shit out of your arm.
God!
Oh no!
Did you touch it too?
It's like being touched with a hot brand. And,
yeah.
Finn, you too, actually, now.
I'm burning?
You in the same place as Walter.
Ow!
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything!
I'm burning!
I'm gonna... Is it like, on the top arm or, like, on my back?
Like, on your...
Arm. I'm gonna pull my armor off.
Okay.
And see what's there.
I'm just wearing a shirt.
You roll down your shirt, you toss off your armor, okay. And you both see... It's not a tattoo. It's as if it were like burned into your flesh, but it's like cool to the touch. It didn't like blister up or anything.
So it's like an old burn.
It's like an old burn, like scar tissue almost. It seems to be in the very specific shape of somebody being drawn and quartered while held over a fire.
Oh, that's lovely.
What?
Why did this happen?
I don't know.
It's because of you.
How is this my fault?
Because you have bonded us together for life.
Maybe it has something to do with you going around telling everyone you're a big old bad death wizard.
I am a death wizard.
Maybe someone cursed you.
I am a death wizard. Look at my chest.
You got drunk. You got a stupid tattoo. Can I make a check to see if I know what this is?
You can spout lore.
Yeah, that is wisdom,
intelligence.
How does it look cool though?
It's
6. I got to mark more XP.
It does look pretty badass.
All right, what's the overall?
I got a 6.
What's
intelligence spout lore?
All right, I'll try. Can I see if there's anything about this symbol in my book? By flipping to a random page. I got an 8.
An 8.
So the GM will tell you something interesting. I'm too busy going like this.
What? Let's see. Something interesting. Because of the connection with fate,
yeah.
You remember something from one of your lectures about how people whose fates are bound together often manifest the same consequences. It's a magical echoing, and it's entirely his fault. But you're not quite sure what it means.
Do I remember getting this?
No, you remember in the last session, yes. You remember it appearing. It shifted form.
Okay. It was whatever it was last time.
Whatever it was and wherever it was.
Mark on shoulder from fate. Man.
Yes, I have forgotten. Yeah. You wanna look in your book?
Yeah, I want to use my divine guidance, see if there's anything there.
Is that a move or
it just says when you petition your deity according to the precepts of your religion, you are granted some useful knowledge or opinion. Oh, I have to
link to you.
I have to suffer.
Well, you did just...
Yeah, you kind of did.
All right.
So you
flip to a random page.
You flip to a random page. You look down at your blistered palm, and you, like, squeeze one of the blisters that hadn't popped yet.
Ow.
Some of the pus lands on a page in the book, and you flip to that page, like, in the side of it.
Yeah.
So disgusting.
And there is a passage in there about being marked by fate.
Okay.
It says, sometimes for those unfortunate enough to bear the mark of fate, it is as if destiny is taunting them with the cruel tortures it has in mind for them.
Okay. So I'll say, hey guys, my pus found out, and then I'll read that verbatim.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so this is what fate wants to do to us?
That's what I learned with my pus. That's what it's going
to do. What's it do to you?
Look, obviously we both got the same mark because our fates are linked. But it's also pretty obvious that we can't say at this moment who caused it to happen. There's just no way to know.
I think 100% it was you. Because you are the person who cut off the head of the person.
I think it was Baldwin.
I cut off a different god's head, and she was already dead.
I'm sure that didn't help with fate. Also, your whole mission is you want to call fate an asshole.
It's not I didn't choose it. It's a divine mission from my god.
You know what my mission is? My mission was, before I met you, get out of the town. And
you did. And it's a good thing you were with us, otherwise you would have died.
Do you guys know what my mission is for my god?
What's your
book? No, what is it?
I was asking.
Hey, you know what? You bring up a good idea. You bring up a good... Oh, wait! What? Eric has the head of the... Oh, damn it. I don't have...
Talk to it?
Yeah, I don't have Thark's head.
You can't
Temek talk. Has Thark's head.
You can't talk to Thark. Temek has Thark's head.
Damn it.
And now that you're... You guys have been, you know, having kind of a heated argument. Uh-huh. You can hear something from the other side of this door. It sounds like a scratching, like...
Oh.
Something clawing at from
put,
the other
I put
side.
My armor back on my arm very quickly. You said the torches are in sconces?
Yeah.
So can we, like, pick up the torch?
No. It's basically just, like, pools of oil that are burning.
Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, on one hand, at least the scars are pretty cool.
It does look pretty cool, right? Yeah. It's pretty badass.
Yeah,
it's pretty. But this is also good, because it means fate's afraid of us.
I think it's also saying that fate wants to draw in quarters over fire.
Yeah, I think it's more of a threat.
Right, but that means he's afraid of us. Otherwise, why would he bother?
Fate's a dude? Or,
she, whatever. They.
I don't know. My god never bothers to do anything.
See, I think this means we're on the right track.
Not the right person. Let me see if I'm going to flip to a random page in my book. I'm not going to suffer, so I guess it'll probably just be blank.
Yeah.
No, sorry. I don't know anything about that.
About what?
You know what we're talking about?
Never mind. It's all right.
I'd open this door.
Why don't we stand back? How big is the door?
It's quite tall, like 12 or 14 feet high.
Can we reach the handle?
There are big steel rungs.
Okay.
That you can...
So, I have an idea. Why don't you guys... Since you guys can do things in range, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you take Baldwin, get down the ramp a little bit. Me and Borax, since we're the big, brave, strong ones.
Borax, like, makes a muscle with his spindly cartoon arms.
Yep. He's on my shoulder still. Yeah. I'm gonna open the door, and I'll be here. So if something comes leaping out, you guys can throw spells or whatever, and I'll hit it with my sword.
Sounds like a plan to me.
All right.
What's Baldwin gonna do?
I don't know, Baldwin. What can
I can hide behind Master Fenfrel.
Sounds like a plan. That's a plan.
Right. How does over there sound? Way over there.
Why don't you go hide in the black void over there?
But there's purple over there.
We want to go the other way.
You guys hear a scream from beyond the door.
No,
what
purple!
Kind of scream?
Like a low, mournful, tortured scream.
Like Darth Vader.
No, we're going through the purple. There's only one door.
Yeah.
Right. So Baldwin's a coward. He's running away.
I know, and I'm... Stupid and don't understand.
Oh, okay.
So I'm telling him, but there's pretty purple over there.
Okay.
Well, why would you want to go there when the purple is that way?
All right, so I'm going to wait for them to get in position.
Okay.
And I'm going to grab one of the rungs and pull it back and open the door.
Okay, as you pull it back, a wave of heat rolls out of the whatever is beyond there, and a blinding purplish white light shines out.
Well, I'm not blinded. The door's in front of me, but... Those two.
Pretty.
Baldwin looks away. What are you doing, Piotr?
If it's painful, I'll look away.
It's painful, but it's also, like, slightly enticing in the way that, you know, looking at a horrific accident is enticing.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can't look away because it's a disturbing kind of a feeling.
Well, then I'll keep looking.
I'm going to cast light. No, I'm kidding.
Roll plus wisdom.
No, I'm kidding. Oh, okay.
No, he is.
Oh, too bad I don't have the darkness spell.
5, 6, 7.
7. Okay.
I did not prepare darkness today.
In that case, you catch yourself right as you're about to step over the threshold of the door.
Yeah.
And you kind of stumble backwards, and you're disoriented. So mark a debility. Probably either intelligence or wisdom.
Let's see. I'll go with wisdom because I got a higher on that. So -1 for now.
So you're confused.
I'm going to step back and go, that's too purple.
Yeah, it is too purple.
What's in there?
Purple. You kind of glance back, and it's like looking straight into the sun, and you feel you're physically like you were back in the desert. You're drenched in sweat, and it feels like you're burning. But inside, in your chest, you feel like this cold sinking feeling.
That's good.
Should I close it?
I think maybe you should close it.
All right, I'm going to push the door closed.
All right, defy danger using strength.
All right, I'm good at that, maybe. Yeah, 10.
10. You force it closed. And you hear this, like, almost shriek of wind as the doors go back together.
Whew. So what was in there? I didn't see.
I didn't see either.
Have you ever wandered through the desert for 500 days and then spent an entire day staring at the sun?
No.
It's like that.
Okay.
But purple.
And that's the only door in here?
Yes. You can go back the way you came, or as you remember, passages in this dungeon are not all physical passages.
Right.
So you could try to look for another way out.
If you say it's that bad, I feel like going in there is probably not a good idea.
No, I think it would hurt.
So let's find another way out. Yeah,
What if we went up?
Wait, I guess we could try. None of us can fly, though.
Pietor is going to start
dumping.
I don't think we should trust Pietor.
Roll me a d6, Pietor.
Okay.
40 minutes ago, he just touched fire, not realizing it was hot. And then he just stared into the bright, bright light so long that his brain is fried.
Yeah.
Pyotr, you start trying to, like, flap your...
No, just hop.
You just start...
I put one hand up, like I'm trying to reach something.
Okay.
Also, and I just point to Pyotr.
So you guys see Pyotr... You guys see Pyotr, like, hop up and down. And he lands on his foot. And... He does it like 3 or 4 times, and then one time he comes down and he just shatters into like several thousand pieces that just sort of scatter all over the floor and then are absorbed into the inky blackness.
Is he dead?
Did you see that?
Is he dead?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes transitioning looks weird. Remember, you gotta like unravel yourself and.
Uh-huh. How about you try it?
Rock, paper, scissors for it.
Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors.
Dang it!
Damn it. I had paper, he had rock.
Alright. Bowling. If I die. I love you, buddy.
Wait, can I buy some weed from you before you... Just in case we don't see each other again.
I mean...
Baldwin, priorities.
Also, I'm totally out. Remember we did that giant party? I'm loaded with money, but I'm totally out of stuff right now.
All right.
Sorry, buddy.
I mean, I guess technically this is one big, giant drug.
You're already high, Baldwin. We're all high right now.
Yeah, but it's different types of high, you know?
But this is a terrible trip.
Just hop up and down until you shatter.
Alright, here you go.
One, Mississippi. One.
A two. A three.
Actually, it's three. You say three, and it's more like three. And you, Fenfril, much like Pyotr, shatters into 1,000 shards.
Whew.
And then...
Alright, you're next, Baldwin. Did he go in the same spot, or did he just do it where he was standing?
He just did it where he was standing.
Well, either you go next, Baldwin, or Borax and I go, and you get left here alone.
Okay, I'm going, here I go. I'm jumping up and down,
Alright, ready, Borax? We're going to do it together. You jump on my shoulder, I'm going to jump. One, two, three.
Okay.
And we land in sync, so Borax shatters on my shoulder. As I hope.
Alright, so roll me another D12.
D12. We are going to... 9!
9.
Thanks, Hitler. Could you pass me that Arizona?
Guess what? Hitler, not a fan.
Wow.
Of Arizona?
Yeah, Hitler was not a fan of Arizona, I say.
You know, I believe it.
Was it even around then?
No.
So what did you feel about the state?
Probably also not a fan.
Yeah, not a fan.
They were enemies.
That's true.
I mean, not just Arizona. All of the United States.
It was an Aryan.
Yeah, look how brown it is. That's not his kind of drink.
Yeah. Okay. The iced tea.
Yeah.
And...
Someone want to roll me a d4?
4.
4, okay. We're keeping with that one. And another 4.
1.
1, okay. So you all land face first. On a warm, fleshy surface. You guys keep rolling those fours. You pick yourselves up and you know, wipe the
mucus from yourselves, because it is very mucusy in here. And you see that you're in one of those, like, vaulted rib cage like rooms. Like the one where you found the Cerberus.
Well, this is great. We know how to get out of this.
Why are these rooms so gross?
This one is a little different, though. This one is lined with the corpses of dead dwarves.
Oh,
Lord. Okay.
How fresh are they?
Oh, not very at all.
Okay.
You're not quite sure what time is like in this other, you know, hallucination dimension you seem to find yourselves in. But these bodies seem like they've been here for several months. They are bloated and beginning to rot, and they smell really gross.
The wall was made by the dwarves, right? To keep the elves
yes,
out?
Yes.
Okay.
And they are all, like, in heaps around the sides of the room.
Look at all these dead babies.
No, dwarves. Not babies, dwarves, yeah.
It's very racist. They're small. I think they're children?
No, they're also very bearded.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have beards.
Uh-huh.
I will say that once we get out of this dungeon, we are going to the homeland of dwarves. So I will advise you not to call them children, because then they will kill you. And that's coming from an elf who they hate.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is...
Okay, yep, think this out.
Don't tell the children...
No.
...that they're children.
Yes, that is what we are saying.
Because they'll kill you.
Yep.
Call them dwarves.
Dwarves.
Yeah.
Dwarves.
Dwarves. But Baldwin didn't kill me.
He's a halfling.
Not different. What?
He's a halfling.
You know what? We'll worry about this later. What kind are these, like, workers? Are they warriors?
They are warriors. They are all wearing full plate, and they're wielding things from double-handed swords to war hammers. A few of them have spears.
Well, I have no qualms looting corpses. Do any of them have anything good?
Go ahead. Roll me...
Wisdom?
We don't have any luck. We're not using the luck mechanic in this game. So just go ahead and roll plus nothing.
Plus nothing.
Can I do that to lose as well?
Two.
Or is this loot for everyone?
The dice do not like me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that was an old
You bend over the corpse of one of the dwarves. There's a particularly, like, well-polished glaive that you like the look of. And you're reaching out to take it. And there is a flash, and you hear a voice say, "Don't touch them."
My hand's out. I stand up and look around.
Did we hear that too?
Yes. You all saw something very bright and Fen, you can identify it as corrupted elf magic.
Ooh.
It struck the fleshy ground right next to Walter's outstretched hand.
I think one of these children isn't dead.
Nope.
I'm gonna look and see where it came from.
It's magic.
There is a dark elf, a deep elf, standing there. She has this crazed look in her eyes. At first you think she looks crazed, but then you realize that her eyes are corrupted by something. The irises have gone. It's just all eye white now. And it looks like she has, like, blackish stains running down, like her eyeliner ran or something. But
Sister,
how's
it going?
Who?
Who the fuck are you?
Well, I'm Fenthrill.
I'm Walter.
Elvin.
My name is Piotr.
That's Baldwin. This is Borax.
Seems that...
Oh, and this is Snippy, Nippy, and bite.
Oh, that's what you called, you decided to call them?
Yeah, because they've been nipping me.
That's great, man. Some more animals.
What's your name?
I am trying to find...
It's Gilgamesh.
What is that? What is Gilgamesh?
The Epic of Gilgamesh.
Ah, yeah, okay.
I am in town.
You're in town?
In town. I'm obviously not in town. I've been trapped in this desolate place.
Oh, well, come with us.
Yeah, but...
We're leaving soon.
I'm a wizard, and I'm a...
What happened to your eyes?
You just come right out and say,
Yeah, why not?
What's wrong with my eyes?
Not you.
If you remain here long enough, the corruption takes root.
Well, it's just magic, and I can fight. It's just magic. I'm a wizard. I trained at Wahas Magic School, Wizard School. Let me see what I can do. Maybe I can help you out.
Well, I mean, you trained there, but you didn't, you know.
Well, what's the reason I didn't graduate?
Boy... My power flows from the mighty gods of the mushroom. If their divine might cannot save me, I doubt your paltry surface magic can.
Well.
So you don't want to come with us? Because we're leaving.
She like... Puts her head in her hands for a second and she says,
"Wow!"
I
spell magic. Let me try to use the spell. And then she put her hand around and go, "Wow!" The spell magic.
Okay, so roll for it.
Thank you. And then I'm gonna prove her wrong or right.
Probably right.
Probably.
Nice.
11.
11. Alright, so you...
Waha!
You dispel magic. She screams, and when she pulls her hands away from her head, you see that her eyes are glowing white hot and smoking a little. She collapses to her knees, and... what did you do?
Yeah, good job, Fen.
Did you touch fire with those? That's why I had her purple.
I feel... Wait for it. Let's see the word.
Oh. She like, takes a scrap of cloth from one of her pockets and, like, ties it around her eyes. I think that might have done it.
Thank you. Ye of little faith.
Oh, yeah, I have faith. It's just in the wrong places.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
Perhaps I displease the mighty mushroom goddess.
Mushroom goddess? That's not a real god.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, no. They're from the forest.
I mean... Me and this guy have displeased fate, and she's really... Or he is
kind of like this.
We are all about...
Not plants made by children to keep tall folks out.
I know what mushrooms are.
There's a...
You just said you didn't believe in them.
There's another flash, and the spot between your feet now, Walter, is smoking.
Whoa! Watch it!
Listen, surface dweller. Any other day, I would incinerate you where you stand for your blasphemy.
But today you're blind and you need us to get out of here.
I've been blind.
When did we blaspheme?
I do it all the time. People don't like Yinto.
He cut off Thart's head.
She was already dead. She wasn't using it.
I might have known you were a Yintoid.
Yep.
A Yintoid.
And we prefer Yintians, thank you very much.
I thought we drove the last of you up to the surface and... In the eighth age.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm from the surface.
I'm from the surface, too.
Kind of sounds like you're all from the surface.
I mean, I'm going to leave it to a mystery of where I'm from.
He's from the surface, too.
You don't know that. We met at the surface. You don't know where I grew up.
I do. You're from the surface.
No, you don't. I never said where I grew up.
Well, you're not a deep elf, so you're from the surface.
But just because I'm not a deep elf doesn't mean I wasn't from the surface. I might have. And I'm part deep elf, thank you very much.
Oh, really?
I'm one eighth. Dark elf.
Oh, is that how you got into the Waha school?
Well, no. Not really. I got into the Waha school because my dad and mother are overachievers, and they think they pushed me to...
Were they alumni? Are you a legacy?
Yeah. I had to go. There was a wing named after me.
Well, after my dad.
Yeah.
Same man.
I had to go there.
No, he was named after the wing.
I mean, my parents work for the queen. They're pretty, you know, high up there wizards. And
in that case, she'll make a great hostage.
Excuse me?
It's true. He makes a great hostage. Listen, lady, if you remember, literally a couple minutes ago, that magic that you said I couldn't do, I did in a second. So if I don't think I'm the one you want hostage, because I can then use the same magic I did to save you. I could melt your insides.
Unsaved. All right, fine. Look, I've been down here. I don't know how long I've been down here with piles of dwarf corpses.
Probably about 20 minutes.
No, it's been much longer. I've been eating them.
Oh.
Well, don't do that.
You're not supposed to?
Okay, well, that's gross, but you gotta do what you gotta do. So,
I'm the only surviving member of my unit for now.
You really think we have to do it?
No.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Not yet.
I've been stumbling around here. It has to have been for months. I question even now if I'm just talking to myself, stumbling around in the dark, feeling the walls, hoping beyond hope to find a door, any way out of here.
Oh, yeah, you're never going to find a door just by hugging the walls. There are sometimes in, like, the floor or the ceiling, or you just got to hop up and down until you shatter, or...
What?
Imagine yourself unraveling.
Did you try hopping?
No.
Well, maybe you should.
It's a good thing we found you then.
Watch me do it. I'm going to hop three times.
All right. Nothing happens.
Yeah, she can't watch you.
No, I'm going to hop a fourth time when it doesn't work.
And still...
Okay.
You get the feeling that maybe, like, the other room had kind of like a hard floor. This is kind of spongy. You're not going to shatter on this.
Are there any doors in here?
No, there are not.
Am I getting any height on additional jumps? Is this spongy?
A little bit of... It's got a little bit of a trampoline effect, but...
How many piles of dwarf corpses are there?
Many.
Did you try looking under all the dwarf corpses?
Yeah, underneath the children.
I must have felt...
That's going to be an issue when we get...
I must have felt every square inch of this tunnel. It wraps around, and you just come back to the same place after a while.
All right.
It took me two or three times to figure that out.
Well, obviously...
You should try going the other way.
I did!
Baldwin, make conversation as we figure out a way to...
You misunderstand. The other way.
Oh, the other way. The other way.
I'm going to try walking into one of the walls.
You know what? Roll me a d6.
Oh.
See how this works.
One.
Okay. I don't know if we've done this one yet.
Oh, good.
He turns and walks. He turns and walks into one of the walls. Walter, there's a door in his back.
Oh. Oh, God. Wait a minute. I'm going to turn Fenn. I just grab Fenn by the shoulders and spin him around.
Fenn does not have a door in his back.
Fenn, look at my back. Is there anything there?
Does he?
Piotr, you're walking into a wall.
Yeah.
Baldwin is just sort of staring, and you hear your Cerberus just like sitting and whining.
Yeah.
And it's staring kind of like forlornly at you. But yeah, you're walking into the wall.
I'm walking
maybe,
into the wall.
Maybe you should just walk a little harder.
Okay.
Piotr, stop.
Why? I'm getting somewhere.
Okay. Take a few steps back, but stay facing that way.
Okay.
He takes a few steps back. There's still a door in his hand, in his back. It's a tiny door, but it's big enough for a person to fit in, and it even has a doorknob.
All right, Piotr.
My back's really itchy.
That's because.
Hey, I'm itchy for you. I'm gonna open the door.
you open the door.
You open Piotr.
Piotr, you feel like a draft, and you're not sure where it's coming from.
Get cold here.
Yep. Excuse me for a second, and I walk into him.
How is Piotr supposed to get in?
I'm not worried about that. I'm going in.
Did Fen just walk into my back?
Yeah, there's a door there.
You can actually see the door is open.
Yeah, now that it's open, I can see that.
Well?
What's on the other side?
I'm
looking through it, can we see?
I'm on the other side now.
Roll me a d12. Let's see what the next room is.
One.
I'm on the other side. Because I walked into it.
I think that is...
Yeah. This lady thought that the one I healed her from her condition, now she can use me as a hostage.
I was just going to kill her.
I mean, if
she tries it.
Yeah. I mean. Okay. Ooh. Okay. Common and so another d4.
Two.
Four.
Four again. Me.
Oh, this is fun. Another 1d4.
Two.
Okay. So this is kind of weird. Piotr, when you lean back, some like brackish green water sloshes out of the other room.
Out of my back?
Out of your back, yes.
Okay.
Fen, yes. You are just in a pool in like an underground cavern.
Uh-huh.
The ceiling is very low and it smells of salt and of
ew.
Minerals.
Okay.
There's a very faint glow coming from somewhere at the bottom of the pool. You can't quite tell.
Is it just water?
Yeah, I think so. Taste it! Nope. Not doing that.
All right.
I can't.
How's Piotr gonna get through?
That's easy. I'll just put my foot through the door. I see a glow.
Okay.
What are you babbling about, the blind elf?
Oh, here, we found the door out.
What? After all this time?
Yeah, take my hand.
Okay.
I'm just gonna push her through.
Splash. What the hell? What in the hell is this?
I'll leave her there. I'm gonna swim into the water.
Baldwin?
Listen, there's a glow. I'm gonna swim to it.
Go towards the light!
He rolls his eyes and jumps into Piotr's back.
Borax and I are next.
Alright. That leaves you, Piotr.
Alright.
The door is still open.
Snippy and bitey.
They like sniff and look at you like they are asking your permission. Is it okay to go through?
Yep.
Okay.
And on in, buddies.
They jump into your back and you get like knocked off your feet and fall forward.
Yeah.
Because they're a huge, three-headed dog.
Horse-sized, you said last
yes,
time.
Yes, made of shadows.
Ooh, I didn't know that part. Made of shadows.
But you're still, in this other room with an open door in your back.
So I'm going to take my leg and put it behind my back and just start walking in through my back.
Okay, roll plus nothing.
Alright.
Actually, we'll remove this.
Four.
Four.
Not good.
That's a good
okay.
One.
Nope. It's not working, Piotr.
How?
Alright, wait. I'm going to try going left.
Well, if we're in the room, where is the door relative to us now?
How about this? It is sort of like
put your arm through it,
We'll grab
That's what I was thinking. We can pull you through.
So gravity kind of shifted in a weird direction.
Okay.
The door is like in the ceiling of this chamber. So when you pass through, like
we go down.
You went from this orientation to, you know, the perpendicular orientation.
Okay.
And fell into the water.
So we can't reach the door anymore?
You might be able to, but you're going to have to climb up.
Is there a floor that we're standing on?
No.
We're swimming. All right, so I'm going to climb up and try to...
Before you try anything, I'd like to lay on my stomach.
You see, it's weird. The point of view is like shifting through the door.
I thought you were laying on your stomach.
No,
I was standing against the wall. I was walking into the wall, and then I took a few steps back.
You
hear right, when the dog knocked me over.
Because
you had to curl your leg up to try.
All right, so when the dog knocked me over, did the hole change location for them?
Yes, it did.
Oh, okay.
There we go. That's what I was trying to accomplish. I just forgot I was already on the ground.
So is it reachable now? Or is that now it's too high up?
It changed locations from your perspective, Piotr, but not from...
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah.
They're looking through the door, and now they can see the ceiling of...
Right, but we... The door in our room is static.
Yeah, because the door on the other side is attached to you, and you're moving around.
Okay, so when they look out, they can tell it's moving, but it didn't shift.
No, it didn't shift for them.
Okay.
All right.
So you're gonna there's like some stalactites.
Yeah, I'm gonna try
you're
to
gonna, like, try to scale.
Climb up there.
All right, defy danger using strength or dex, except either or.
Six.
All right.
These dice do not like me, except when I roll right after I fail. That would have been an 11.
You're not doing it.
Yeah. Sorry, Chris.
It's all right. I'll get in there. Or, you know, no.
Or not.
So this is what happens. You're like trying to reach his arm through the door, but then your hand slips, and you kind of like jostle him, and he rolls over on his back, and the door closes on you, Walter. And then you just fall because there's nothing there.
Yeah. I splash back down in the water, I guess.
Piotr?
Well,
yeah?
You don't feel that draft anymore, and that worries you.
Oh, warmed up. Can I find the handle on my back? The knob?
There's nothing there now.
Huh? Well, I'll go back to walking into the wall. That worked last time.
All right, roll me a d6.
Five.
So,
I've been swimming.
We got to swim down.
No.
What happens to you?
Yeah, okay.
You walk into the wall, and the flesh between the ribs just sort of parts to let you through. Like, you like start shouldering your way through. And it actually yields. And then you find yourself in... kind of like a corridor.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't look like... Yes, it's a hallway. I know.
No, I thought we're in water. You have a rock. It's just going to sink to the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Rocks don't swim.
But he doesn't breathe either. Rocks don't breathe either.
I'm just saying.
So let's...
Also, I'm wearing plate armor. I'm just going to sink it.
You know what? I did say that it was brackish water before, so I'll say that it's salty enough.
Oh, then I can float.
Then you can float.
Good. Also, I have his Boris on my shoulder.
I'm just
and has been.
He's just going to sink, though.
He's holding
like
onto my shoulder.
Himself. He's a rock. He's sinking right under it.
Well,
he's a rock with hands.
He's a very small rock. Those float on water, just like churches.
Yeah, and lead.
Yes. A duck. Sorry.
So you find yourself in a corridor. It's dingy. It's lit by torches. And there are three doors.
I'm going to take one of the torches.
Okay, you have a torch now.
Nice.
You sort of reach out for it with your horribly burned and mutilated hand.
Yeah.
And then you think better of it and take it with the other hand. Or do you not want to press your luck and just...
I think I go for it with the same hand.
Okay.
The burned and mutilated one.
You don't want to ruin two perfectly good hands.
Exactly.
So, you know, after a, you know, kind of brief mind-numbing flash of
this
pain...
This time I'm not trying to grab the fire. I'm actually trying to grab the torch so that I can use it.
Okay. You didn't burn yourself badly enough that the pain went away, because, yeah, you know, that's how you know you're not too badly hurt.
All right.
Because it still hurts.
Good.
And boy...
Oh, that hurts. So, thank God.
Yeah, basically. Thank my nameless God.
Thank that guy.
Yeah.
Thank you, insert name here.
So, three doors?
Three doors.
Identical?
Down.
Identical.
Left, right, and center?
Yeah.
No, left, and right.
Could be.
Yeah.
Well, let's just go with left, right,
or
and center.
Or there could have been...
Center, up, and down?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's left, right, and center.
There could have been one on the floor.
That would be down.
Yeah, down. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to knock on the door on the left.
Okay. No one knocks back. There's nothing...
I'm going to knock on all three doors.
You got no response at any of them.
What are they made out of?
Wood.
I'm going to try burning the first one down.
Okay.
the left one.
It catches. It is now on fire. It is a big, like, heavy, thick wood.
It's
going to
take a while?
It's going to take a while to burn down.
All right, I'll light the other two while I wait.
All right, so you light the three doors on fire, and then you just sort of sit in the middle of the room with a torch.
And smoke starts filling the room.
Yeah.
It is getting rather smoky.
Okay. How the doors looking?
The first door collapses.
What's inside?
Okay.
Another door.
Roll
it's
me,
a room full of replacement doors.
Roll me a d12.
It's a room full of Tinder.
D12. 11.
Ooh.
One.
Hang on.
One. Two ones.
Three?
No, two.
One.
Two ones.
One.
Three.
One. Eight. One, wonder one.
Oh, this is going to be good.
7 times 3 is 28. What was the Abbott and Costello sketch?
No, 7 times 3 is 21.
I know. No, there's a famous Abbott and Costello sketch.
I know. I know the highest number ever is 20.
You only like them because of Costello. Because
it's funny.
You love Costello. You want to marry.
I don't want to marry Lou Costello.
Yes, you do. You want to be Mr. Alex?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
you find yourself...
7 times 13 is 28. That's the sketch. Sorry.
Okay.
Hilarious.
It is funny.
Evens, odds. 4. Okay.
That's me.
Walter, what are you thinking about right now?
I'm floating in the water. I'm probably thinking about where the door is for this room.
So this could be a door.
Or do you want something different?
No, that's good. so you walk into this room and
let's peer in first.
Okay, it's dark.
Okay, then I guess I go in.
It's kind of...
How's it dark?
Disorienting.
The entrance is on fire.
The light from the fire doesn't penetrate very far. Actually, defy danger using dex to get through the flaming doorway. I should point that out.
Could I kick it out of the way first or push it with my, torch?
Sure. If you're being careful, you can use intelligence if you want.
Okay. Intelligence or dex? Yeah, I'll use intelligence. It's
better than dex.
It sure is. 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can get through.
Oh shit! I'm hurt.
But It's going to singe your robes or your wraps or whatever you're wearing. What is Piotr wearing?
yeah, he's wearing like a gray threadbare robe.
Okay, so yeah, it's
threadbearer.
It's yeah. A bit. Does it give you any armor?
No, okay. I get an up boost. I have a skill that gives me 2 armor if I'm not wearing armor.
Okay, so yeah, in that case, it's purely cosmetic. I was going to say that it damages your armor, but you don't actually have any. Oh fuck! You know what? Your robe catches fire. You're not getting it's not burning you yet, but you're going to have to take it off unless. You want to get burned.
Yeah, I'll immediately take it off and start stamping it out.
Alright. When you stamp out the flames and pick it up, there is a huge gaping hole in one side of it.
Doesn't bother me.
Alright, so you put it back on. You should make a note of that. You have a huge, like, burnt hole in the side of your robes.
And then you burn.
And then suddenly... It feels very damp in here, and you see a doorway.
Okay, we're gonna go back out and see if the second door is finished burning down.
I'll go.
It has.
All right, I'm gonna clear away the burnt rubble and check out what's in that one.
Okay, roll me a d12.
Disgusting. Is that a 6?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, common discovery.
I don't see the dots.
Roll me a d4.
D4.
3.
Ooh.
3 is which one? Okay, another
d1.
1. Did you You've seen, oh god, what the hell is the movie I'm thinking of?
No, probably not.
Mm.
No idea.
Inception.
Oh yeah.
I don't know why it took me so long to come
I
up with
that. I saw Inception.
it looks kind of like one of the dream cityscapes from that movie. Like it's just sort of, nameless, unremarkable city architecture, but twisted at weird angles. The street seems to warp until it runs up 90 degrees up a wall that just stretches up into the distance.
Seems normal to me. I'll check out the third one.
Okay. Roll me another
d12. 10.
Okay.
And then a 4. And then a 4.
Okay.
I'm a wizard.
Okay. It is a field at twilight. In the distance, you can see what appears to be like some kind of a mead hall.
What? Like grass?
Yeah, wheat.
Start a fire.
All right.
I think we have a problem.
Yep.
In the distance, you can hear people singing, and you hear a bunch of like loud revelry noises, like a big party is going on.
Okay.
When you try to light the grass, it does not catch.
Damn.
Good.
Alright. Well, I'll just do exactly what I would have done if it had caught, which is turn back around and go back to the first door.
Okay.
And there was a door within that?
Yes, you see a door.
Light it on fire.
You can't get to it.
Okay.
As you approach it, it recedes.
Oh, well.
And then it appears over your shoulder. And the other door, the way out, was right here before, but now it's gone.
I'll just walk backwards.
Okay, you do so.
Uh-huh.
Walter.
Yeah?
The thought pops into your head, oh, I'll just walk backwards.
Oh, nice.
Okay, that's an odd thought to have, considering I'm swimming. But I guess I'll try swimming backwards a bit. Until I look, we're in like a cavern, right? So there are
yes.
walls in here.
Yes.
All right, so I'll just swim back until I bump into the wall.
You do so. You swim for a little bit. Baldwin's like, what are you doing?
I'm swimming backwards.
You hear a muffled voice. It sounds like Walter say, "I'm swimming backwards."
I'm gonna say, "Good job."
Walter,
yeah.
A thought pops into your head. Good job.
Yeah, I guess I could do that pretty well. So you said there's a light at the bottom of this room?
Yes, we got
yeah.
down it.
Fenn has drowned.
Yeah.
It hasn't been that long for you guys. Fenn, at the bottom, you just find this like weird, opalescent, vaguely glowing substance covering the bottom of the...
Gross, go for it.
You take it and swim up.
Mm-hmm.
How deep is it?
It still glows in your hand. It's about like 25 or 30 feet deep.
Oh.
Anything down there?
This stuff.
Oh.
Down where? Glowy stuff. I'm assuming I hear everything you
yes.
say still.
You can only hear what he's saying.
Right. Put it in a jar.
Yeah, well, we've got light goop.
I put it in some type of container.
Oh.
What does it taste like?
Oh, what does it taste like?
Like my hand, I guess.
No, I don't want to.
Okay.
I don't know why I thought that.
I
that's something Piotr would say.
Yeah, that guy's weird like that. And it is something I said.
I hate this place so much. Well, I know where Piotr is, I think.
You're in your head?
What?
In your head?
Yep.
That's great. I didn't say anything.
Piotr, can you hear me?
Yeah, of course.
Are you inside my head?
I don't know where I am. There's some doors, and they move.
All right, I'm
going
to
light it on fire.
I'm going to concentrate really hard on the image of a door, and just think about that.
There is a door in front of you, Piotr. It's much more well defined than the other one.
I'm going to light it on fire.
All right, Walter. You
yeah.
suddenly get like a blinding headache.
Ah, God! What did you do?
I'm opening the door.
Just open the knob.
This way has been treating me quite good.
The door's gonna hit him.
Piotr, the door rushes forward and opens in your face.
Oh.
You are thrown across the room.
It's not treating you well anymore. Just go through the goddamn door.
Alright, I'll get up and go through the door.
Okay. You find yourself in a mud hut.
Okay.
There is a woman...
The door slams shut behind him.
There's a woman and a man there.
Is the wooden door still in the mud hut?
No.
Okay.
It is gone.
Are you still in my head?
You hear that?
Yes.
Oh, God damn it.
There's a woman and a man there. You're suddenly recalling your parents.
Oh.
My adopted parents or my real parents? I never met my real parents.
Your adopted parents.
Okay.
In the awful beet farm where
Beet Croft?
The beet croft where you toiled most of your life away.
Oh.
Oh, hello. Oh, hello.
What's going on here?
The lad and I were just about to go out to the beet croft.
That sounds horrible.
It was.
There is a young, just describe Walter as like a teenager, like maybe 13 years old.
13? Okay. Yeah. He recently went through a growth spurt, so he's tall and the rest of his body hasn't caught up to him yet. So, Ed at 13, basically. So, tall and skinny, very lanky.
So, Ed now?
Yeah. Acne all over his face. Probably.
You should be really into some different god.
Nickelback.
The god Nickelback.
It was a disappointing god.
I don't remember if...
No, the kids, Lincoln Park,
What's the opposite of curses and spite? You should be like the...
Miracles and blessings?
Well, alright.
I mean, he's a simple peasant. He's not really into anything except... farming.
Yeah.
We
have to go to the Crawford. Papa.
He's into not. We got
whatever farm god my parents worship.
All right. So you should be thanking him for the bountiful harvest.
We haven't harvested it yet.
Yeah, but you should be doing it anyway.
I will let you decide, Meyer. Is this a good memory or a bad memory that Piotr has wandered into?
It's a bad memory.
Okay. Of course. So, Walter,
yeah.
You realize that this is the day your mother died.
Oh.
Your adopted mother died. And she burned to death.
In a horrible accident.
Drowned in beets.
Oh, God, no. Why am I suddenly thinking about this?
She leans down and kisses you on the forehead. Now, you be careful out there, son.
Oh, of course, Mother. It's just beets. What's the worst that could happen? And Walter goes running off to the croft.
Piotr, you are sort of drawn out of the hut as young Walter leaves because he doesn't know what...
Wait, as I'm getting drawn out, I feel like I'm kind of almost getting dragged on my ankle.
Yes.
And I'm like, wait, you don't understand how dangerous beets are! As I get pulled out.
So you guys see Walter kind of having like a weird flashback moment. How is Walter reacting to this physically?
Well, swimming. There's nothing else he can do. And mumbling, God damn it, get out of my head, Piotr! I'm gonna vividly try to picture another door for him to go through.
How did your mother die, Walter? Your adopted mother?
Well, I didn't even know until now. Is Piotr affecting any of these? Like, is this just my memories, or...?
You're not sure. He's definitely in your head.
I would say fire would be a hard way to die inside of a mud hut, so probably not.
It's probably mud and straw. And dry mud.
Yeah, that's true.
My father and I went out to harvest, and when we came back, the hut was on fire.
Okay.
And you know what? I thought I saw a dog running away, but my father told me it was just a giant dog running away. But my father told me it was just my imagination.
Well, Nippy, Snippy, and Bitey are with you guys.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it went through the door.
It was
never mind. I did not see that.
He was making a cake.
So as you re-experience this memory, and you look back at your mother and give her like a smile before you run off to the croft with your father, and like you didn't see this originally. But you remembering this, you see Piotr get dragged forward, and his torch, like, he loses his grip on it, and it goes flying to the pile of rags that your mother used to keep. She was just about to do the wash, and they were saturated with cooking oils, and the torch lands in them and goes...
And you hear Piotr say, "Uh-oh."
You.
Get out of my head, Piotr. I have to kill you now.
I'm gonna stay here. Wait a minute.
I don't want to kill Piotr.
You think to yourself, I don't want to kill Piotr.
Fuck that, I do.
But that's probably just Piotr thinking that inside of your mind.
That was a horrible act.
I'm going to close my eyes and think really hard to when we first found Fen in the temple. Yeah.
That was a good time.
Right after he jumped into the portal.
I didn't jump in the portal.
No, he...
Oh,
he,
whatever, he left.
Yeah.
And Temek and I were fighting those giant scorpion things.
Oh, yeah, the scarab thing.
I'm
yeah.
thinking really hard about that.
Okay. Suddenly the scene, like, shifts around you, Piotr.
Ooh.
You're in a very dark room. Sand seems to be pouring in, and you see Walter and Temek doing battle with these giant bug creatures.
I crawl into, like, the pot.
Yeah, you crawl into the statue.
Yeah.
Hey, guys!
I'm not there.
You realize, Walter, if you concentrate, you can take possession of yourself in the memory.
Oh.
It's really weird, but, like, you see things from your perspective, naturally.
Right.
So, it's, you just, like, connect with your presence in the memory, and you can...
Walter screams and runs at Piotr.
You kill my mom!
I'm gonna scream and run the other way.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
So, hack and slash, and you can help or interfere.
Ooh, I'm gonna help. No. So what, I roll...
Plus bonds.
So you roll first.
I don't understand plus bonds.
So how many bonds do you have with me?
Oh, one.
So you roll plus with plus one.
Ah. Nine.
Nine is minus one.
Eight or interfere on a 7 to 9. Roll plus bond with them on a plus 10 they take, plus 1 or minus 2, your choice. On a 7 to 9, you also expose yourself to danger, retribution, or cost. So you get minus 2, and I get exposed to danger, retribution, or cost.
Okay.
So in order to get away, you're just going to have to run blindly into his brain some way. You have to run somewhere in his brain where he can't catch you.
I'll run into the future.
I was thinking his subconscious mind.
Uh-huh.
But it's Walter, so his subconscious mind is probably dangerous and horrific.
Yeah.
But he won't be able to find you there.
Nope.
Yeah.
Alright, so I get minus 2.
Yeah.
Which puts me at 5. Every time I have to make a roll to do something, I suck. So I just miss.
Okay. So, Fen.
Yes.
You see Walter go limp.
Oh boy.
He stops treading water.
Is he sinking on me?
He kind of like falls forward into a dead man float.
What about his rock?
Borax has run up his shoulder and is now on his back.
Oh, okay.
And is like trying to stay afloat. Borax like runs up onto his head and is like dancing and furiously trying to wake Walter up.
Oh.
Just roll me over.
Yeah, hold on.
What happened? Master Fen, what's going on? What's happening to him?
I think he always fucked up his brain.
God damn you, Dice.
What?
Apparently, Piotr's is in Master Walter's brain, and I'm gonna guess he's probably fucking it up pretty badly up there.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, I mean, good. I pick Borax up, I flip over Walter, and then I put him on his chest.
Thank you.
Borax gives you a tiny thumbs up.
Mm.
Roll me a d6. Let's see how you guys get out of this room.
You could do it, Meyer.
Thanks. I rolled a 4.
Alright. You kind of wish that you were anywhere else.
Yeah.
And once again, like, there's kind of like a current.
Uh-huh.
Are we getting flushed?
Yeah. and everything starts circling around. You're getting flushed into another room.
Oh, I'm still unconscious.
You are still unconscious. But you find yourself in that temple with Temek. Everything seems to have frozen.
Where'd he go?
What?
What?
What the hell is going on?
Oh, that's Temek. Oh. Well, you're not actually here. This is my memory. Wait! What's the last thing you remember?
We ran in here.
Okay, you're not real. You're my memory.
Yes.
But that guy who was here, he killed my mom. I need to go. I hate that guy now.
He was here?
Yeah, he's in my head. This is in my head. I have to get out of my head.
No, but wait. We didn't meet him until after we escaped from the temple.
I know. I thought him here because I wanted to kill him. And I figured this would be good with the giant bugs and, you know, this would be the perfect opportunity.
But wait a minute. This didn't actually happen.
No, it's a memory.
So if he lit your house on fire in the memory, then logically it wouldn't have actually happened, right? Is that how that works?
Maybe. I don't know how any of this works. We're in some crazy myotoxic dungeon.
He's not actually alive.
What?
Yama's not like your dad. Yama's a memory. I have a memory of this.
You just remember his dad. She's fine.
And really, I'm not Temek. I'm just your interpretation of Temek.
You're fun Temek? Or are you boring Temek?
I'm boring Temek.
Yeah, I can tell. Well, yeah, okay. So maybe he didn't kill my mom, but I remember him killing my mom, and really, that's all that matters now.
That doesn't matter. you kind of hear that from deep down somewhere.
Where the hell did he go?
Walter, what is your subconscious mind like?
Oh, God. That's a
not good.
That's like a Beecroft.
I'm glad I picked up that.
But instead of beats, it's good nightmares.
Yeah, it's an endless field of beats, and they're all screaming.
Uh-oh.
Some of them are screaming in physical pain, some are screaming in emotional pain, some are screaming for attention, just filled with insecurities and worries. Each one of them manifests as a beat.
Oh my God.
That is screaming underground.
That sounds nightmarish.
Alright, so that's where I am.
You find yourself there.
Oh. Above ground, it's just a dull roar. No distinguishable scream.
Alright, well, I'm going to go find and plant a Piotr didn't kill your mother beat.
Okay. You walk up, there's like a bulb. Do beets grow from bulbs? I don't know.
I don't know.
Don't you just get out of the ground?
They have
to grow from something. Let me see.
Yeah, Google what beets grow.
It's not Betty.
I think it's a bulb.
I think so too.
Beets?
Bulbs.
Beets. It's a root. So yes.
It's a bulb.
Beets, the world's healthiest foods. Beetroot, Wikipedia.
Nope, beet seeds.
Wow.
All right. So what do you do to infuse these mental beet seeds with the thought that you didn't murder his mother?
I'm just going to write.
On a beet seed.
Or I'm going to whisper into it. I'm going to take the seed,
kind of whisper into it.
Piotr had nothing to do with your mother's death.
And then I'm going to plant it, and I'm going to water it.
Okay.
I don't know where the water's coming from, but it is.
Roll plus wisdom.
All right.
There's a watering can there.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
Seven, because I'm confused, but... How long does that last?
Until you do something to remove the status effect.
Okay.
Health potion will work. Having a heal up will work, but you can either take the debility away or heal your HP.
I have a health potion.
Yeah, well, you're not in my head.
I'm also not going to give it to Pure because he doesn't have money for it.
That's true.
So,
do you think health potions grow on trees? Give me some money. Oh,
maybe
I'm sorry.
They do.
I'm gonna go with this.
Okay.
Can't seem to beet be. Seeds grow into a beet that's screaming and crying. Piotr didn't kill your mother. Piotr didn't kill your mother. And that thought pops into your head.
He planted a seed of doubt.
He did. He incepted you.
A beet seed of doubt. He incepted you.
He incepted you. Here's the thing. If Piotr didn't kill your mother, who did? And then you flash back to that memory, and you remember hearing a voice in the field that day.
Whose voice was it?
Who speaks to you whenever horrible accidents happen to other people?
I wake up. Walter wakes up. Wherever they are, Walter just wakes up screaming.
Oh boy, hey, how's it going while I'm living? Well, we're out of the water.
All right.
I'm going to plant another beet before I go.
What is this one going to say?
Piotr's a great guy. You should watch out for him.
Okay. So go ahead and roll plus wisdom again.
We don't know if it doesn't work enough. No.
Nine.
That one doesn't quite flourish. It needs more, like, basically you get the feeling that there was some kind of a realization or a resolution that just happened with the other beat,
yeah.
And that's what's caused that one to grow so quickly.
This one isn't.
But this one isn't, yeah.
Hmm.
But you have the feeling, like, if you went and gave it a little nudge, like by doing some good things for Walter, he would be more receptive to helping you out.
Maybe we should put a bond there for that.
At the end of the session.
Okay, good.
All right, so somebody roll me a d12 to figure out where the hell you guys are.
Nine.
Nine.
Oh, that was my mission report, November 11th, 1991.
Oh,
I just watched Civil War again the other day.
On Netflix, isn't it?
Yep. December 16th, 1991.
Oh, you failed.
That's what Zemo wanted.
That's why my bond is like, oh, Walter, here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. you guys find yourself on a city street. Not weird like I described to Piotr before. But it is like dark. And the street lamps are lit, and they're throwing ominous shadows everywhere. And there are kind of like figures, shadowy figures, standing around. And
hey, buddy.
I'm sorry. I'm having a very bad day.
What's Piotr doing up in there?
I don't know, but he made me realize that Yintos killed my mom.
The guy you follow.
Yeah. Not, I've said before, not really willingly. He's a huge asshole.
Uh-huh.
He kind of forced me to do it.
So the guy who killed your mother is also forcing you to do labor for him.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Can you at least... You know, if I was in your shoes, I'd definitely be thinking about this whole Yintos guy.
I'm, you know, weighing my options.
Yeah. That's understandable. Let's see.
I know there's a table.
I mean, if you don't follow Yuto's, though, then who? Are you a paladin then? And if so, because don't paladins follow a god?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would have to try to pledge myself in service of another god.
I mean, listen, there is this god right here on my chest.
No, I'm not really feeling the goat of death.
You got a badass tattoo, man.
Yeah, it's...
Go leaf.
Maybe fate? I think fate would take me in?
I mean, when I hear that fate's an asshole and they shoot, and he, she, or it just burned that.
Yeah.
Run on both of us, so I don't.
I feel like I'm kind of screwed in that, you know, Yinto's like,
yeah,
has got his taint all over me.
I mean, listen, we'll go to the library. We'll go to the Dwarven city. We'll go to a nice library.
Maybe look up a few more gods.
Yeah.
Okay,
we'll have our options here.
That's true. I want to shop around first. Don't want to pledge yourself to the first god that comes around.
What's the god that's in that the place we're talking about?
Balconia.
Yeah.
Mina. She's the goddess of the forge.
That might be more for Temek than
that. I have the blind in town says, "I, if you lust for vengeance and the desire to corrupt life, the goddess of mushrooms is."
Ooh, vengeance and desire to corrupt life.
Very, very powerful. Very potent.
Ooh, all right.
It is by her will alone that I know all of the spells that I know.
Oh, you're a cleric.
I'm a priestess.
Ah, well, I mean, I'm not saying no, but I'm not saying yes. Like I said, I'm keeping my options open.
I understand.
It's definitely
having a real crisis of faith.
Yeah. Well, I just found out that the god that I pledged my life to killed my mom. So,
That would ruin the
our map.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I remember there was a god. There was some type of god that we had in the.
I do not have
the training center. That was like a pit where a dead giant, a dead like.
The dead ogre was.
And we said,
"Where's the map, Ryan?"
And we said that it was some type of god that they said it was an elven god. It wasn't a dwarven god.
Oh yeah, I don't remember the god's name, but I just listened to that session and it defeated the troll.
Yeah, the giant.
I think it was named after that area. I don't remember.
Is that god that means
Sansobar Smith?
Are we gonna do something bad to that person?
I don't think so.
Something like that.
I mean, Valconia is gonna be destroyed.
Yeah.
Where is the Valconia map? Is it out?
No. Unless it's under your paper.
It could be. That's the one thing I hate about Dungeon World.
So there's the Valconia map.
Valconia.
Crater of the Troll.
Yeah. Temple. Candibula?
Candibula.
Candibula. The Temple of Candibula.
Is that
the Crater of the Troll was the market, Desolate Slew of the Savior. Yeah, these are our notes on Valconia. I don't know if we ever wrote that down.
Oh.
Hang on.
Someone added runes of in front of Asala Ilu.
Yeah, I did runes of.
Yeah, that's...
Have to be accurate.
That's what those are now. Okay, Mycotoxic Barrier Wall, Akir John was Rhodes End of the Elven Temple.
Yeah. I'll write it down.
I will go back and listen to the episode again because that is actually the one we just posted, and I remember listening to it, but I forgot to write down the name, and I don't have the god. But yes, there is a god who defeated the troll in the Crater of the Troll.
I mean, I don't think Walter would go 180 and start worshiping a good god. I think he might stick with an evil god, but we'll see what happens.
I think you should stick with the same one anyway.
I don't know.
I mean, you did kind of label yourself as the last of his chosen, so he's probably not going to let you go without making your life even more miserable.
That's true. Look, I'm not nothing set in stone.
Yeah.
Let's just go down the streets and this totally foreboding.
Is he going to be in there for life?
I hope not. God, I hope not. I'm pretty sure he's in my subconscious now.
Ooh, planted beets. That's quite a place I'd like to be.
No, I wouldn't want to be there either.
But you do feel like some strange goodwill starting to take root toward the other.
But he's not that bad.
Let's go with that.
All right, one more time. I'm gonna concentrate real hard on a door that opens up. You said we're on the streets?
Yes.
So there's doors like from buildings?
Yes.
So I'm gonna concentrate really hard on a door that is the other side of that building right there.
Okay.
So the door would open onto the street here.
Piotr, you see a door.
Alright.
I say to myself, don't light it on fire.
I don't have my torch anymore, so couldn't if I wanted to. Is it just like standing in the middle of the field?
It just appeared. It like...
I'm gonna walk around it.
So it kind of like swam into existence.
Piotr, just go through the door.
Alright.
The beats all scream in unison. Piotr, just go through the door.
Okay. I was thinking about taking one of the beats with me. But I don't think I will. Because I might take a large portion of your brain then.
Yeah, please don't.
So I won't do that. I'm gonna go through the door.
Okay. Just for the sake of unity, we will say that the door opens up exactly as you said, and Piotr walks
I was gonna tell you
out onto the street.
Your ear and pull me out.
Baldwin and Fenn, you guys kind of look around.
Yeah.
Around Piotr as he walks out, and you see an endless field of crying beets under a gray, cloudy sky, and you think you hear something about one of them shout something about sexual dysfunction, and then the door slams shut behind Piotr.
Does it slam shut? I'm not closing it.
Oh yes, it slams shut.
Okay.
And then you just look over at Walter, and you see this grim look on his face.
I kind of look at Bolin, I just kind of like give a look and don't say anything. I didn't know you were a farmer.
Don't do that again.
I don't know how I did it the first time. I don't know if it means it's likely I'll do it again or not, but I don't think I can help it.
Because this is the discovery that's happening in this area, your attention is drawn toward a shop window. And inside, you can see a necklace that seems to be made of teeth.
Oh. What kind of teeth?
Wrong character.
all kinds of different teeth, actually. Molars, incisors. Some look like animal teeth. There's definitely a couple of like orcish teeth on there.
Death wizard, that seems right up your alley.
Who's a death wizard?
You.
Oh yeah, I'm a death wizard.
Yeah,
because of the
remember?
Tattoo.
That's what you're telling your girlfriend, your big bad death wizard? Yeah. Why don't you take that teeth necklace.
I mean, she's not here right now.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're going to have to tell her about the teeth necklace. And
oh, yeah. I mean, if you don't want it, I might take it. Yeah, sure. I'll take teeth. I mean, listen, this is all imagination, right? So, I mean, it's probably not going to stay with me when I go up.
I don't know. I think some things are going to stay with us.
like a container of glowing stuff? Oop. Oh,
yeah.
Man, what does that taste like?
I knew it!
I knew I didn't think that!
I'm gonna say... I'm gonna just put this back in my robe now. Well, I'm gonna walk over and grab the teeth.
Now, well, it's in a shop window, so you don't have to like go into the shop or break the window.
Yeah, is there anything in the... any on the street I can break the window with? Or is there an unlocked door?
No.
Yeah.
Borax, want to have some fun?
It jumps up and down.
All right. Here you go, buddy. I pull Borax into my hand. You ready? We practice this. Curl up. As soon as I let go, curl up.
It gives you like a whoop, whoop, whoop.
All right. I throw Borax at the window.
All right. Defy danger using strength.
Borax should woo, 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 woo all the way there.
And then he tucks up.
There you go.
Looks like he's happy.
Finally! 14!
That window goes down. And Borax lands in the middle of a pile of broken glass and just, like, thumbs it up.
Good job, buddy!
And then it dances. It stands up and starts dancing.
Cabbage
patches. I'm gonna walk over. It's a cantrip. I'm going to take a magic to see if the teeth necklace is magical at all.
Sorry, Chris, I was listening. What, say again?
You started doing the cabbage patch. I was just asking what dance it was doing.
Sure, it's doing the cabbage patch. Yeah.
I got an 8.
Or the beet patch.
The beet patch, yes.
Oh, wait, it was a cantrip, though. No.
And still, you still have to cast it. You just prepare your cantrips for free.
Yeah, so what happens? I got an 8.
You either take -1 forward, you forget the spell until you prepare again, or you attract unwanted attention.
But it's not a spell, it's a cantrip.
It is a spell.
Oh.
It's a spell, it just doesn't give like a level 0 spell.
Yeah, you just get to prepare it for free.
El Chapo.
They just break a...
Mexican drug lord El Chapo?
Oh!
They just break a window.
Oh, wait,
so
is that the one that has
a
motorcycle
attract unwanted attention?
Okay. The rest of you notice this. Fen doesn't so much. All of those shadowy figures that were sort of milling around on the streets, they're all facing you now. They're all faceless. Mm-hmm. But you get the distinct impression that their attention is focused on Fen.
Hey, Borax, hop on up. We might have to kill some more things. I hold out my hand so you can like hop and run up my arm.
He does so. Fen, the necklace
like
is a magical artifact
to escape jail. Magic.
It is. We don't have a magical random item table.
I got
a necklace. I don't want to go for something we find online because that's probably going to end up with some kind of lame D&D power like an AC bonus.
Yeah.
You want the teeth necklace to do something cool?
Yeah. Do you have an idea?
Death magic related, probably, right?
Yeah, probably because Ben has been drawn to those kinds of things.
It seems like it's like death.
So.
I have an idea. What do you guys think of this? The necklace resonates with the power of negative energy, which is the power of undeath.
You can raise the dead now.
You can't raise the dead, but you can command them.
I can command the dead.
You could raise them if you burn them.
Like if I learn some like.
Turn them into building structures.
If I learn some necromancer magic, I can raise it dead.
Turn them into buildings first.
So it's not.
Yeah, well, okay.
Here's the thing.
I can control the dead.
It won't let you order around spirits because they've already like transubstantiated and crossed beyond death's black gate.
What about like a skeleton?
Yeah, zombie skeletons.
That's a cleric spell, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Animated. Where is he?
This is a necromancer's necklace.
Well, there is turn undead. When you hold your holy symbol aloft and call on your deity for.
Yeah, that like makes them run away.
Yeah.
Animate dead. You invoke a hungry spirit to possess a recently dead body and serve you. Oh, that means you make a zombie.
I think
animate dead then?
Speak with dead.
You can't animate dead, but you can. It's.
I thought it was a cleric.
Resurrection. Tell the GM you would resurrect
that's,
a corpse.
No, that's not
animate
the same.
Dead.
No, there's no cleric spell for that. Never mind.
Yeah. It's a custom thing. So here, take an index card. All
right.
You can call it the Necromancer's Necklace.
Okay.
And basically, it's a necklace of control. So it allows you to command skeleton zombies.
All right. Necromancer necklace control. All right. Okay.
And I guess we can write a custom move for it later.
Like if I roll like a 7, 9, or 10 plus?
Yeah.
Okay. The undead.
It would probably be like choose from the set, take one hold or 7, 9, take 3.
Well, it's probably like this, like a cast a spell, right? It's
Well, no, I'm saying the effect would, probably be
so
like...
So you roll plus intelligence. It's basically a free spell. You don't have to prepare.
Okay.
You know, like, you would have four options, and if you roll 7 to 9, you get 1. If you roll 10...
Well, it's plus. Like, yeah, it's just...
Or, you know, we could just treat it as a hold move. Like, so you just write this down. You roll plus intelligence.
Okay.
On a 10 plus, hold 3. On a 7 to 9, hold 1.
So wait, what was it? 7 to 9?
Hold 1.
Okay.
And then a 10 plus, hold 3.
Oh, and then spend hold.
Yeah,
to
you
give
spend
actions.
Hold to give commands.
Hold 1 and hold 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gotcha.
Spend one hold to give a command, and then
so
each command costs a hold.
Okay. Gotcha. Sounds good to me.
And
so the better you roll, the more commands you can get.
Yep.
Are you going to take the necklace?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah.
Well, put it on. All right. Look at that. How's it look?
It looks pretty badass, Master.
It actually does look pretty good.
I like it. I'm coming up cool. I'm looking pretty cool. If I. My parents are going to be a real disappointment when they see me.
they didn't want you to be a necromancer?
I don't think so.
No, they want you to be a doctor.
Yeah, well...
They want me to be a healing coach.
Yeah, that's where they make the real money.
Yeah, everyone needs a healer. Or a mortician. I mean, people always need morticians.
That's true. Now I can control them.
And I can reanimate them. No, not right now. I have to learn the spell, but it's in there.
Well, Yintos, who killed your mother, by the way, has to grant it to you.
Oh, I know.
Well, that'll be a fun conversation.
But he doesn't know I know.
But I know he knows that I know. I think it might even be funnier if when you confront him about it, he's like, yeah, you didn't know? Get over it. Seriously, that was like 20 years ago. Get over it. Do what I want.
So you put the necklace on, and you hear all of those shadow figures start walking toward you in unison.
Oh boy!
Oh, by the way, what was your name? Inten.
Inten, yes.
Inten, there's a bunch of creepy shadow figures coming towards us.
Right.
Oh, she's there. Still there?
Yeah. And your puppy is too.
Yeah. Kind of hoping she's nippy and bitey.
Wow. So you guys have time to do like one thing before they get there.
How many are there?
Lots.
Alright. There's buildings around here?
Yes.
Well, let's not go into the one we just broke the window of.
No. I wanna
what's the light situation like here?
Like I said, it's gas street lamps, throwing ponderous shadows all over everything.
Alright, I'm going to cast light on my shield.
Okay.
Or actually, I'm going to try to cast light on my shield.
I can try.
That is an 8. Oh wait, do I still have the... Or let me make sure I still have the spell. I do! That is an 8. So I think I have to either forget it, or... draw unwelcome attention.
they would go for you as the one with the light.
Well, I was hoping that the light, because they're shadows, might hurt them. I guess I will forget the spell.
Okay. So yeah, you cast light on your shell, and there is a shield, and there is a blinding, you know, beam of it. And the shadows sort of retreat a little bit, and they become like insubstantial shades.
What?
I'm invisible, so they can't see me.
Well, I bought us a little bit of time. We should probably find a place to hide or get the hell out of here.
Right? What's the ground made of right now?
Cobblestone.
We have one free move, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to turn invisible.
You made yourself invisible?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I have the roll for it to spell.
Alright, so yeah.
I'm going to become invisible. I know what I'm going to do.
Hop up and down.
That's going to be another ridiculous attempt to get to another room. No, I rolled an 8.
Alright, so...
take a... cast a spell into...
Minus 1 forward, forget the spell, or draw welcome attention.
I'll forget the spell.
Alright. So you turn visible, and then it vanishes from your head.
boy.
Fen is gone. What is Piotr doing?
I'm going to reach down to one of the cobblestones and turn it and pull up, because it's a door, and the cobblestone I'm pulling up, turning and pulling up is the handle.
Okay. Sure, let's go with that.
Okay. And then I point through the door.
Maybe we should go through here.
There is a door in the floor.
I'm going to push Piotr in.
Alright.
And Piotr falls in. There's kind of like a howling void on the other side.
So I'm just kind of in nothing.
Alright, Hinton. I grab her.
What?
Yeah, well, before, like, this one's going down, and then push her in.
Okay.
This one's going down on this side.
So.
And then I jump in because I don't know where Fen is. Fen, jump down the hole wherever you are.
Sure.
And then I hop in.
All right. Baldwin also jumps in.
Oh, yeah. Him.
We'll say he's the last one through, and he, like, grabs the doorknob and pulls it closed behind him.
Good work, Baldwin.
And then he falls.
I said, good work, Baldwin, not High Siri.
I'm going to stay invisible.
Is that what that noise was?
Yeah,
that's... Siri thought that
accidentally...
No, right. Hit the button.
Yes, I think I'm going to stay invisible.
All right, roll me a d12.
Seems like a good idea.
Seven. Why not? No, I mean, I guess the pet is on the other side.
Roll me a
d4. I mean, I'm glad I did, so...
Four. God damn.
I really loves to be four.
It's not just this one.
Treasure map.
Well, it's only got four choices.
Yeah.
It's a 25% chance it's going to be a four.
Yeah, but you roll four, but then you roll the other one.
Just roll the one, and two,
four,
and a one, and a four.
So, three. Pick another one of those numbers.
Three. I just rolled a three.
Okay. All right. So we'll do this then. You jump through, and there's like a bit of a void as an interstitial, just a howling, you know, endless sea of nothingness that you fall through. And then you fall through another door up out of the same street, but obviously different. This one is... not ominous. It's oddly
ominous.
It's got this kind of a.
Ryan, you're beeping.
Yes, yes, I know. Because I can't ever. I can't ever turn Skype off.
Why not?
It's silence. Okay. Huh. All right. Yeah, usually when I try to kill the notifications, it bugs me to turn them back on and sends them to me anyway.
It sounds like it totally defeats the purpose of turning off notifications.
Yes. Yes.
Hey!
Yes.
Hey! Hey! Turn us back on! Hey! Turn the notifications back on!
Turn us back on! Look at this notification you missed!
Basically.
Anyway, the difference here is the necklace is made out of ears now, right?
No, there's no necklace.
Or screw that.
This one is it's just kind of sorry, I'm gonna retcon what I said there. It's like the normal mundane image of that city street, cobblestones, regular people just sort of walking up and down, window shopping.
What was in the So the place I got the necklace was in the window now.
It's just a regular pearl necklace.
God, this place is terrifying.
Boring.
Kidding.
Should we take that necklace now?
Nah. And there is a figure there. Luminous, wearing gilded robes with the symbol of an upturned middle finger.
Oh, okay.
Embroidered into them.
Uh-huh. It's Tamek. He is a...
Hey, you. Is it Yintos? Or is it just someone wearing the robes?
What the fuck took you so long? I've been waiting for you. Your worthless, lazy self.
I'm just gonna go sit down.
How did you get in here?
I'm a god, dummy. I can be anywhere I want.
Obviously not, because you're waiting for me.
Yes, you're my only earthly agent.
Yeah, so maybe you should treat me with a little more respect, asshole.
Really? We're gonna do this again.
Yeah, yeah, because I just learned that you killed my mother!
You didn't know that?
How was I supposed to know that?
I was trying to speak to you.
Well, you didn't. You just killed my mom.
You weren't ready, and I got impatient.
That's your reasoning?
Look, you want me to be sorry?
Yes!
Mr. Yentos?
What do you want?
Maybe you should be just a little sorry. I'm invisible, right?
Yes, you are sorry.
I'm gonna kick you in the balls.
You mean Yentos, not me.
Yeah, Yentos.
Just check it.
Listen, you pathetic mortal peon. I'm a god. I don't have to be sorry to anybody. You know, then you give him a shot right in the pills and he falls over. And turns like bright pink.
Told you so.
I like Walter crouches down right in front of him. Now, what was that?
I'm sorry.
Well, I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's a start. Now, what the hell do you want? Why are you waiting for us inside this crazy place?
Fate's on the move. He's already gotten to you, as I can see.
Well, yeah, what is this thing?
That's a brand.
He's marching for a fate worse than death.
Son of a bitch!
I don't know, this fate looked pretty bad.
Said the invisible person.
Who the fuck said that?
Don't worry about that.
Was that the guy who kicked me in the balls? Listen, buddy, I'm a god, and I have a long memory.
Yeah, I'm a death cultist. Get over it.
He worships, goat leaf?
Tamar.
I say goat leaf.
That bitch isn't even in this dimension anymore.
Do you know my god's name?
That's it! Yeah, I know that entity.
Apparently, he owes you a favor. Or she. Or it.
They do.
Or they.
Huh.
Or them.
Wow, even I forgot about that.
Or us. Yeah, it says in my book. Let me show you, and I'm just going to start flipping through blank pages.
You can't find the page. It must be here somewhere.
I'll just keep looking.
While he's looking through the book. So how did Fate know that we were looking for them?
I don't know. Fate just knows these things. Did you go to a place of power where Fate might have more sway than usual?
Oh, yeah. We found a room full of Fate-tied hourglasses.
Well, that was your first mistake. You went right... You let the enemy know you were coming. And now, he knows you're coming.
Oh, it's a he.
Well, they. I don't know. I don't know. I don't really care.
So why are you sending me after them?
Because... that agendered bastard slighted me. And as my only earthly agent, you are the instrument of my vengeance.
I don't like being your only earthly agent.
So have a kid and it'll be their problem.
That's what everyone does. Fine. So where's Fate now? They were in the Uplands dead. We knew that much.
I'm still trying to get a fix on them. But I think they went to... what was the floating island's name?
Oh,
the Shifting Savannah. I think they're up on the Shifting Savannah.
Great. Also, our connection's been a little fuzzy. Can you fix that?
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because that stupid dwarven... And then he says a word that I'm not going to say.
Okay.
Was it wrong?
Has Inter... I think you know which one I mean.
Bunt?
Yes.
What a silly bunt.
Yes. That,
I don't know why you wouldn't... Well, I guess I shouldn't say it. If you're not going to.
Yeah.
At 3 hours in, Chris is terrible.
She's been messing with our mojo.
Why?
Because apparently you did something to really miff one of her followers.
Wait. The elf one? Thark?
No, you're just pissing off all the gods. You've just pissed off the whole pantheon, except for me. I'm your only friend, by the way.
I only pissed them off because you're such an asshole.
Yeah.
I don't even remember pissing off an elf. Do you remember pissing off an elf god?
Dwarf god.
Dwarf god? I don't remember pissing off
an elf.
Oh, one of her followers.
We killed that guy.
No. It was that asshole cleric who tried to have left me for dead.
Piotr? I'm Piotr.
Yeah, not you. Different one.
You mean the guy, that zombie one that came from the swamp and you killed him immediately?
No. This was a different guy. What was his name? Bjorn. Was it Bjorn? Does that familiar?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. Apparently, I pissed him off by existing. No, I swear this. Look, we got to Asala Ilu. Mm-hmm. We got attacked by guards for walking into town. And he tried to stop Tamek from helping me, and they tried to kill me.
Oh, well.
And then he left.
What a loser.
Yeah,
oh,
he's
wait.
A real asshole.
I think I know the guy. Last we had that vision of my herbal college getting destroyed, and he was there, and you talked about him, and he was there.
Yeah, that guy. Okay, so if I take care of him, would she stop, or is this a whole god thing now?
Look, like it or not, for better or worse, you're the earthly pawns of an angry pantheon of deities who want to duke it out. Maybe someone will write an epic poem about you if it's any consolation.
Yeah, why do you need us to do it? Why can't you guys just do it yourselves?
That's no fun.
It's a good point.
Okay, so why are you here?
I'm here to get you back on track and not wandering around in this weird hallucinated pocket dimension.
Oh, so you're going to get us out of here?
Yes!
Thank you!
Thing.
Oh. Finally, you're talking some sense.
Okay. Do you know where Tamek is? Because I'm pretty close to converting him to a follower of you, by the way.
Are you?
Yeah, he's on board.
All right. I can work with that. Salamander Fireman, he's got promise.
Okay. He made this shield, and I show him the little symbol of Yintos that he put into it. See? He's been branding all of his stuff like that.
It's an incredible work of craftsmanship.
Yeah, it's really good.
I'm not on board, by the way.
Well, you've got your death cults thing now. Your goat.
Yeah.
And good luck with that, by the way.
Thanks, man.
I haven't even heard a peep from her in at least 10 millennia.
Well, I got a cool tattoo on my chest.
Yeah, lucky you.
I'm invisible.
You keep talking, so we kind of figure out where you are. I say to in the general direction... Yeah, I haven't heard from her in 10 millennia. Yeah, lucky you.
I'm invisible, so he doesn't know what I look like, so he can't even manage to kick him in the balls.
Look, just get to Valconia. The connection that tethers the island is going to manifest there soon.
Okay, so we go from Valconia to the floating continent. And that's where fate is.
I believe so, unless it's some kind of ruse. I'm not putting that past him. He's a crafty... They're a crafty bastard.
Do you know what they look like?
Hey, wait. Before you send us out of this place, I just want to do something. I want to walk into the store and steal a pearl necklace.
Okay. There's a shopkeeper by
there. Invisible.
What? Okay.
What else is in the store?
Yeah, what else is in the store?
It's a jewelry store, so...
Oh.
Give me a nice ring. Alright, with these more stuff.
Okay.
Take like a bunch of stones, put it in my pocket.
Alright. You managed to take 60 coin worth of merchandise.
Yeah.
Before the owner like comes at you with a
broom.
Is that a yeah?
Oh my god. Yeah, I guess a pearl necklace with a 6 gold
of you know jewelry.
6D, didn't you say 60?
60.
Not 60.
60.
Okay, when you get us out of here, if you can't fix the connection, could you at least heal us?
Okay.
You're a god of miracles, right? Originally?
You're lucky I'm in a good mood.
Hey, you know what would be really awesome? A miracle.
Fine. It's a miracle. And then he snaps his fingers. And you guys are all in a cavern, completely healed. No debilities.
Hooray. I apparently had one of my charisma, too.
Sorry about that, guys. I had to get a necklace for the lady, and then I, you know, got some more stuff.
That's fine. Is Tamek there?
Do you have... Yes, he is.
A ring for this finger? Actually,
look at my bag.
He's going to point at one of his pinkies.
For that pinky?
With his other pinky.
I'm going to say that Tamek is unconscious, though.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, man. Nothing's going to fit that pin.
Guys, I'm sorry. My God,
what about
asshole?
What about the thumb?
He did something for us, though.
And since we are post 2 hours, and it is...
4:30 in the morning.
4 in the morning. Yep.
10:20.
10:30. I will
okay.
Close session here. So I'll end us with this.
We're on the other side of the.
Yes, you are. Okay. You are. You hear Tenjaya says, "Oh, you're here."
Oh, what about left town? Went to town.
In town.
Yeah, in town.
She's there too.
In town's still there.
And Nippy Snippy and Bitey.
And yeah, they are also there.
Borax.
Borax is with you.
All my jewelry.
Is still there,
yeah.
Along with the necklace and the glowy stuff.
No, okay.
Write that down. She says, yes, they're here. And then you hear another voice say, aye, they're here. And then a dwarven guard, her armor gleaming, wielding a warhammer, her hair pulled back into pigtails, steps out, and so do several dozen other dwarf guards.
Oh. Whew. Have I got a deal for you guys?
And then that's what we'll...
What was that?
That was like the dramatic...
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was a smoke bomb. You know, like ninja vanish.
Nice pearl necklace, my lady.
That was the dramatic end credits sting on the drum.
Bum bum bum.
All right. So end of session.
Oh, I totally level up. Because I failed.
You failed
like every roll but one.
Okay. I didn't fail.
Did I fail something at some point?
So end of session.
I grow a bunch of eights.
I don't think so.
Here it is.
There we go.
A special one. When you reach the end of session, or maybe I don't know if it's differently worded, but let's do the Perilous Wilds one because we've been
okay.
When you reach the end of session, choose one bond that you feel is resolved. Ask the player of the character you have the bond with if they agree.
Hey Piotr, my bond with you is that you will play an important role in events that come, and I foresee it. You have realized his parent got killed by his god to rethink his life of a paladin.
Alright, I did do that.
Yep. Fed and I are bound by fate and I need to protect him. We are definitely bound by fate even more.
Alright, so you guys, what do you think, Finn? Is that, you feel that's been explored?
Yeah.
Alright, so you guys can rewrite those. Didn't you say you wanted to add a new bond?
I want to get up with Walter.
My bond, is I owe him a favor.
Yep, I still have that one too.
I also have Walter is the key to learning about my god, which I did, because
And that's his god.
Yeah.
And his god told me that my god was named, So,
And then what was I going to put? Walter? What was I going to make our new thing? Does anyone remember?
Walter doesn't kill you or something? No, Walter thinks you're a cool guy or something?
No, it was... I think my bond is going to be Piotr might not be so bad after all.
All right. He incepted you?
Yeah.
And Piotr, if you can think of a way that'll...
Well, you said he needed to like do some good things to make me really like him.
Yeah, so that could be it. I have to get on Walter's good side.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I should get on Walter's good side after I planted that beet in his head.
Okay. So if you've resolved the bond, you can mark XP for it and write a new bond with whomever you wish.
Okay.
Then, if you fulfilled your alignment at least once this session, mark XP.
Upset the rightful order. Following the precepts of your church or god.
Did I learn anything about a magical mystery?
I don't think we did this time.
Yeah, not really.
Okay.
I mean, you did learn about the fate branding that you guys now possess.
That's true.
Yeah.
So you can mark for that.
Okay, dokie.
I did not upset the rightful order.
How about you, Piotr? What did you?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so. Endanger yourself following the precepts of your church or God.
I certainly endangered myself, but not because I was following the precepts of, I think. I burnt my hand to get some divine guidance.
Yeah.
No. I would say you burnt your hand and then got some divine guidance.
Okay. Right.
Roll better next time, dice.
So that I was really hoping that one of you would walk through that door because it was a literal gateway to hell.
Oh. Why was it purple?
I didn't go.
I was going off of a dwarf fortress.
Oh.
Because when you break into hell, there's an eerie violet light that shines through. And I was also thinking about the ending of Neverwhere.
Okay. Yeah.
And the other thing...
I read that.
The mead hall that you found was some kind of a heaven that you tried to set on fire.
So I opened the gateway to hell, or at least encouraged.
No, I did.
Yeah, right. You stared into it for a while.
I stared into hell and then tried to burn down.
Yes. Yes, you did. All right. Okay, then answer these questions together. Did we learn something new and important about the world?
Yeah, we learned where fate is.
You learned where fate is. You also learned that Walter learned that he is a pawn of a god in some kind of a divine war that's building behind the scenes.
That's true.
We all are, really. Yeah. Some more than others.
Did we overcome a notable enemy? Not so much.
What about that hallucinogenic dungeon? That was an enemy.
Yeah, you got that. You got through that. So you can mark XP for that.
Ooh. Yeah. In the
XPN. Did we loot a memorable treasure? No, I'm not
saying that. The tooth necklace.
But that's not really a memorable treasure.
I remember it. I remember.
No,
it's a magical nice.
And then I'll give you guys nominations.
I'm going to nominate Chris for tripping inside my head.
All right.
I was really hoping that someone would land in that room. I was so happy with that combination.
And I will nominate Walter for having to deal with Piotr. And I'll give mine to Meyer, because he didn't get one otherwise.
you don't have to do it.
Good job.
I don't think getting a pity one. I'm going to pity.
See, this time Eric's not here. You get the pity point.
Damn.
That's cold.
How does it feel?
Well, he at that point maybe level up, so I don't care.
Oh. It was pretty bad, but then I dinged. So.
Before you guys level up, you don't actually get to level up until you...
We rest, right?
Yeah, until you spend a night in a safe place.
All right, well, I've got 19 XP waiting.
Hold on to that.
I think I can anyway. Let's see.
7 plus your current level?
Yes.
Yeah.
And my current level is 4, 12, so I need 2 more.
7 plus your current level is 11.
Then I need 3 more.
And you have 12.
I need 1 more.
You have 12, you need 11.
No, I have 10.
Oh, it looked okay.
Okay.
Oh, there was other lines there, but I erased them when I spent them. I have 10 right now. And I need
11.
11, yeah.
So, thoughts, comments, suggestions, anything?
I always like it. I feel like Walter's still thinking about leaving Gintos, but he realizes it's not going to matter, because if he tries to pledge himself to any other god, it's just going to be the same shit.
Yeah.
Because none of these gods care about people.
I hope we didn't get too dark there with the Gintos killed your mom. But that,
no,
like,
I like it.
That, like, occurred to me right after, you know, he said he wanted to plant the seed of doubt with, and then he got a complication. I was like, well, if Piotr didn't kill your mom, then who, you were looking to blame somebody for that. You know someone was responsible, but you're in some denial.
I have so much money.
And
I still got to pawn this urn I stole. It's worth 1,000 gold.
I was like, oh, yeah. Yintos tries to speak to you in accidents. And
yeah.
Maybe one time you weren't ready to hear him yet. But
yeah.
The accident still happened.
119 gold.
If you want to retcon a little bit, maybe it'd be even better. He did speak to him, but he like just said
he blocked it out.
No, it was just like, hey man, what's up? I should totally be your god.
He
Think
said
about it.
He said something completely inane.
Yeah, just useless. Oh, that worked? Oh, cool. I'll see you next time. You know, something just like so stupid.
Maybe when your mom's not just dead.
Yeah.
What? Oh, never mind.
Oh, that worked? You should probably check on your mom. See ya.
I kind of figure Yintos is a little more competent and self-important than that. So if he introduced himself to Walter at a young age, it probably would have been to charge him with a holy quest.
Yep.
And Walter, you know, he was just young and his brain froze up.
God.
Because he couldn't process it. And then Walter's dad was too busy reviving his son from his, you know.
Well, no, they can't. They're my adopted parents.
Because
they found me in a basket on a riverbank.
Your adopted dad was too busy, like, trying to make sure you didn't swallow your tongue that when they got back to the house and found your mom burned to death, he couldn't have done anything about it.
Yep.
All right.
Fuck you, Yintos.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this installment of Fate's Fools. I quite enjoyed it.
I love Fate's Fools.
Yeah,
Fate's Fools is always good.
I always love you guys. Your characters are just so wonderful.
Yeah, I enjoy them all.
I kick your god into the bowl.
I appreciate that.
Oh, that's why
really,
you got your point.
I really appreciate it.
You kicked Yintos in the nads. That's amazing. All right, before we go, any last will thoughts?
Poopy pizza.